This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 14. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. It says there, "Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave for spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good." End of quote. According to Leo Tolstoy, a Russian writer who is regarded as one of the greatest authors of all time, he said, "Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself." End of quote. The question is it possible to change? Getting rid of certain characteristics like deception, hypocrisy, envy, and slander is not that easy for many people. However, the powerful route to get out of those and other bad characters is craving for the Word of God. The Bible, or the Word of God, is described as pure spiritual milk that facilitates your spiritual growth. Our passage indicates a change is possible and much more comfortable than you ever thought if you have already accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Peter states the reason in the preceding verses. A person who accepted Jesus is already born again into God's household. This rebirth did not happen by a perishable seed, but it happened by the imperishable seed, by the living and eternal Word of God. When the Word of God was preached, they welcomed it and accepted it. The moment they opened the door of their heart for Jesus Christ, God gave them His Holy Spirit to indwell in them. Before this event happened, they had only one mechanism, which was flesh. Now they have divine help inside, the Holy Spirit of God, and the change is possible. The indwelling Holy Spirit of God and the Word of God are the agents who make character change possible. Our today's Bible insight says, "Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave for spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good." End of quote. Did you notice that there is a negative and a positive command in our verse today? Negatively, get rid of all the clothes of malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander of every kind. Positively, like newborn babies, desire or crave for pure spiritual milk. You see, newborn babies crave and cry for mom's milk. Like newborn babies, by your faith in Jesus, you are born again into God's family. As a baby in God's family, you need the spiritual milk to facilitate growth and spiritual maturity to know and understand everything God has in plan for you. The last verse of the first chapter suggests what the author meant by spiritual milk. Is the Word of God, which is the Bible. It says, "The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever." End of quote. And this is the word that was preached to you, it says there. The Word of God is pure and unadulterated. It will equip you, it will guide you, it will counsel you, it will empower you to live a godly life in this world. The Word of God promises wonderful benefits for this life and for the life to come. The power of the Word of God that caused you to born again into God's household, the same power makes possible your change and transformation. It says, by believing in Jesus, you have already tasted that the Lord is good, don't you? You understood Jesus died, buried, and rose again for you. He forgave all your sins. He reconciled you to God the Father. You have tasted He is good. Now for progressive spiritual growth, and taste and see that the Lord is even better, far better than you ever thought. In a million different ways, you learn the Bible. The more you study the Bible, with the help of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God inside you, you would get rid of malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander, and so many other characteristics. The divine change happens when you come to Jesus and accept Him as your Savior and Lord. This is the starting point, the beginning point of God's beautiful blessings and guidance in your life. Beloved, if you haven't committed your life to Lord Jesus, I can give you a time right now. Would you pray with me now? pray after me. Father in heaven, I know I am a sinner. I need your love, forgiveness, compassion, mercy, and kindness. I know you love me and gave your one and only Son to die in my place for my sins. Jesus died, buried, and rose again for me. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please save me now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.